This is Local Edge Radio.
Welcome back to Local Edge Radio with Blake and Leslie here on 880 The Revolution, Asheville's progressive talk. Well, it's Monday afternoon, and it's time for everyone's favorite segment, The Voice of Beer, with Opus from The Thirsty Monk. Welcome, Opus.
Well, thanks for having me.
Well, it looks like you brought two great offerings today.
I did, and today it's really not... I mean, it's not about the beer.
Oh, it's not.
But it's about me.
It's about the people.
It's about the people who make the beer, and specifically where in the United States they made it. Because that's my drum roll.
Well, go ahead. We have a drum roll here.
Really?
It's actually going right now.
Something is going on. We have air conditioning today and a drum roll.
That's amazing.
Must have been that Ed Schultz.
It's good ratings.
I'm going to officially call it. Asheville has won Beer City 2011.
Woo-hoo!
Your third year in the running.
You're going to make that call?
Yay! Well, it's all over the internet.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, we're making the call. Charlie Papazian, the guy who starts the poll and has organized it, has not made the official announcement. So everything's still kind of waiting on him. But
the
polls are closed. We got 46%, for about 47%. Second place was not... Our competitor from last 2 years, Portland, Oregon, but was San Diego, California.
San Diego?
Well,
and third place was Portland.
To be clear, a local social media persona kind of got San Diego riled up. That's the theory.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I won't name names.
To get them all done.
I'll tweet names, but I won't name names. So. Okay.
Well, it did absolutely nothing because
totally
blew them
away. So where did Portland end up?
They're about third place, about 5 or 6%, and Asheville just took it.
It was a runaway victory.
Yeah. Now you heard the first hour, didn't you? We did win Beard City USA.
Did we?
The same weekend. Now that's something we've been pushing for here on the.
We're going for Bear City USA soon. But that poll doesn't come out until the fall, luckily for us, because that's when the bears really come out.
That's right, so we have plenty of time to work on
We're going to take all the bees.
So we are Beer City USA and Beard City USA.
And
This is very special, Opus.
Well,
Opus, you helped make both happen.
That's right.
You have
a beard and you love beer.
I'd like to say that the Thirsty Monk actually had a deal in that, too, because we have probably two of the best bearded beer tenders. Best bearded beer tenders in all of Asheville.
Sounds like a sideshow, but I know what you mean. I know what you mean.
We've had several beard contests at the pub itself, so yeah, beer and beard.
Well, I know you did this in honor of John Boehner bringing in one of his favorite beers, Double Bastard Ale.
Today we've got from Endocino, it's near San Diego. Escondido, California. This is considered one of the great San Diego breweries. In honor of them being second place, we're going to toast one of Stone Brewing's Double Bastards to
them. Double Bastards.
We are gracious winners. We really are.
Mm-hmm.
The city of Asheville.
So this segment wouldn't be any different if we came in second place right now? We wouldn't be a
no,
little
we're
jaded.
Terrible losers, but we're gracious winners.
We would probably be toasting the Asheville beer first.
Okay.
And then the Stone beer second if San Diego had won it.
Okay.
So now really clearly no
we're
chance.
Doing the Double Bastard first and then the local beer second.
You got it.
Okay. Are you going to taste some?
I'm going to taste, but I have a big event tonight.
Oh, then you better taste twice. It's kind of like Jim is better at pool after he's been drinking. It gets him a little looser. You're so good, Jim, at pool.
Well, I have to write a food blog tonight. I don't think I'm a better writer after drinking.
Yeah, she's doing a little judging for some chefs.
Mm. Sounds tasty.
Okay, here we go with the Double Bastard.
Wow, that's powerful.
Yeah, double the fun, double the flavor. It's Double Bastard.
This is just to show you that the competition, the breweries there, are just really top-notch. Stone Brewing is...
Woo!
They make some crazy... Their thing is arrogant beers.
Arrogant beers.
That's
definitely in your face.
And it's the color of John Boehner's face.
Oh, yeah.
Look at that. It really is.
It's got that orange glow.
Beer.
Yeah, this is like kind of paint thinner.
So this is about 30% alcohol?
This is probably about 9-10%. 11.2. I was a little off. Right. 11.2. It's a takeoff of their Arrogant Bastard, which is their trademark beer. It's a very aggressively hopped ale. This is double that.
I'm low on gas right now. I'm gonna pour this in my gas tank and see if it will take me to the tourist scale.
I think it would take me over the bridge.
It'll get you that fast. Yeah.
Wow.
You get to hit the turbo boost for this.
So does this beer come on tap? I mean, do you guys have kegs of Double Bastard?
Well,
I'm saying that. Do you have kegs of Double Bastard?
When it's released, yes. But actually, we're a little off season for it, so I had to grab a bottle for it. So there are bottles available, but I'm not sure you can get the Double Bastard on tap anymore. Hmm. It's more of a wintertime thing.
That's a good beer. What do you think, Jim?
I like the little twist it has. I like that.
Mm-hmm.
It has a bite to it. Okay.
See the angel and the devil on the label? Turn it around there.
No. My esophagus is burning all the way down to my stomach.
Yeah, it makes sense. It makes sense.
This is just a lot of hops just thrown into a beer. It's got a lot of malt sugar base to it, so it tries to balance it out, but they love the aggressiveness to it. They love just kind of in your face. A lot of their tagline basically is your palate is not worthy of this beer.
Not worthy.
Ye shall know that.
I'm going to go pour some in Matt Matan's 2-liter Pepsi Max in the refrigerator and see what happens. You think you'll notice?
No comment.
I like this beer. I don't know if I could have more than one Opus.
No, it's definitely a tough one to take. Mm-hmm. This is something you want to take in small quantities and just sip with.
And because of that, it comes in a giant bottle.
That's right.
San Diego.
It would take you all year to drink it. So, and there's obviously a story there on the back. Do they tell the story about the Double Bastard?
Opus made that face. Like when
oh, I know.
It's the
like,
double
whoa.
Bastard. It's the Double Bastard face. Not one, but two. Like, oh,
The stone bottles are just awesome. They're kind of collector bottles.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, I was just running up here and someone asked me outside. It's like, if you finish that bottle, I want to take that.
Are there people so cool. just walking around the station?
It's the beer paparazzi.
There's vagrants out there.
Yeah, people were knocking on my window asking for beer.
Sorry about that.
There are screen printed bottles for one, and they have the gargoyle logo, which is their cool gargoyle logo, and then on the back is just this basically a whole diatribe story saying, you're not worthy of this beer. This beer is way above you, and it'll blow, it'll like explode your head.
It's like reverse psychology.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, oh yeah, oh yeah. And the brewery kind of acts in the same way. Like they're very, very sure and arrogant.
Like they're
about
rude
their
to you when you come to taste the beer. Like...
Don't touch that.
Well, our owner did visit the brewery and had a wonderful, pleasant time and was received very well.
Because I think it would be more authentic if they were really mean to you when you went.
Mm-hmm. There's restaurants out there.
Let's say they have been in the past.
Does the rep ever come down to this area? Have you ever had anybody from the brewery?
We have had the Stone rep here out about a month ago, and I think he knew that we were probably going to win 2011 mm-hmm. because the arrogance was toned down a bit.
Huh.
He wasn't so arrogant.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm. They're toning down on the arrogance and not toning down on the hops and the aggressiveness in the beer, but perhaps in selling the beer.
We need to schedule some, like, beer games or something, like an Olympics surrounding beer and challenge other cities, you know.
That'd be fun.
Demonstrate our prowess at, you know, more than just making beer.
That would be a good YouTube video.
Beer tug of war and beer potato sack races.
The only thing that comes to mind is the end of Revenge of the Nerds. mm-hmm. Drinking the beer and doing a little tricycle race.
Something like that. So your second beer is from the godfathers of the industries, as we say here locally. We had Oscar on our show last week.
Oh, beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Really admire Oscar.
We've got to follow up the Double Bastard, which our taste buds are really just have been scraped away like cheese grater.
I feel so arrogant right now. It's crazy.
We've got the Taskel Ale, which
the
is...
What? I'm sorry. Can you say that on the radio?
Taskel?
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. I misunderstood.
Oh.
What do you think?
Did I say a bad word?
Can't say it.
It's another mountain that may or may not exist.
may or may not.
Like
shouldn't we know?
Well, Taskel Community College.
We have some debate about the Little Hump, which is another, which I can say on the air.
Right.
Which is another beer that they make. Yes. That's one of their seasonals. But that's actually a mountain. I found it out.
I like the little hump ale. Now, I was with a friend the other night that tried it and says it's just so different than the other Highland beers, and it really is.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, taste-wise, it's dramatically different.
Just a light, springy mm-hmm. ale. Mm-hmm. Well, this is the Taskel, and it's a Scotch ale. And when we clear our cups, we could pour this in. So this is going to be dark and sweet.
What's
and
different
tasty.
About a Scotch ale?
Scotch ales, they're more on the malt, more on the malt side than the hop side. So in the industry term, or in the UK, they're
get
known as wee heavies.
Wee heavies.
Yes. So if you go around the UK and ask for a wee heavy, if you're in northern UK,
hello.
You will get a great, more of a Scottish.
Hello.
There you go.
That was a deep brogue right there. It was good. I only have one accent, Opus, but it's a mixture of so many.
If you
accents.
Ask for a wee heavy, you'll get a lovely dark brown, sweet molassesy tasting beer, like the Taskel here. And the Taskel is just a perfect example of a fine Scotch ale. It's a perfect example of a great Asheville beer.
So
Jim's getting some.
So while you're pouring, let's talk about the beer you were featuring Wednesday real fast. At Pint Night, I really enjoyed it. Now that was a Bell's beer, right?
Oh yeah, we had the Bell's Oberon.
It's a nice for smooth a Pint Night. Beer. I mean, that's perfect. I saw everybody enjoying it, men, women. So across the board, it obviously appeals to the palate.
Bell's Oberon is fantastic. It's a very unique style of wheat beer because it kind of takes both styles, the Hefeweizen and the Belgian style wheat, and puts it into one wheat flavored. So it really just appeals to, well, you know, the people who like the light lemony tasting stuff, and also the people who like that cloudy funkiness.
Mm-hmm.
This is great. It's got a nutty bouquet, like pecan maybe.
Oh, it does.
And we're
why does the music
the Highland
come on
Taskel
suddenly?
Now.
When we taste.
Jim does that when he
oh,
tastes.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry.
When we taste.
It's
remember, Jim was, well, you didn't know this, but Jim was tasting out of a tiny styrofoam cup for like 7 weeks straight. So he never really got the full
not
impact
really.
Of what we
no,
were tasting.
You don't.
And we finally got him a glass. And a theme song.
So anyway, you get the idea.
I like this, too. Leslie's right. It has that kind of nutty taste, but it doesn't leave you with like any aftertaste. It's smooth.
Well, it's actually really interesting, and this is something that I've comes up only down the line if you taste a lot of varieties of beer. After tasting something like the Double Bastard, a beer like this actually kind of loses a lot of flavor.
Right.
We're losing. I mean, I don't know about you, but I'm losing a lot of. I know of subtle sweet tones that I know are present in this beer. And it's, I mean, right now I can't taste it.
See, that's what the Double Bastard is all about. It's about ruining you for any other beer.
What have you done to us, Opus? You've ruined just my week with the Double
exposed
Bastard.
Exposed a very unique thing about beer tasting.
Well, it's similar to wine tasting. You don't go from a big, big red to a, you know, a light white. It would, it, you know, you go the other way.
True, but with the case of beer, And especially something like the Double Bastard.
And just I love saying
I knew,
that.
Oh, yeah, very much so. The super high amount of hops in it are just really, they tear away your taste buds.
Hmm.
They desensitize them. And I've known people who, this is why people get on the hop monkey, is that once they start getting these super hoppy beers, they lose sensitivity in their taste buds, so they have to keep getting drinking more and more hoppier beers to actually taste something.
So you just said get on the hop monkey, and I've been using it all wrong. I've been going into beer places saying
the hop monkey gets on you. Too.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
What have you been saying? Give me the hop monkey?
No, I've been saying the hop monkey is on my back.
Oh, the hop monkey's on my back.
And he said it the other way.
Well, it's a, you know, you ride each other.
Okay.
So the hop monkey rides you. You ride the hop monkey. It's usually a beneficial relationship.
All right,
Jim sweating. Listen, let's talk about this. Is there anything that you can? And this is going to sound kind of crazy, like swish around in your mouth or anything else to kind of get the taste of a certain beer out of you.
Water is always good.
Is that it? I mean, is there a way when, you know, people taste? Because if you're saying that you can drink a strong beer in the beginning and lose, you know, some of the taste of the next beer you're drinking.
I've actually found the candy ginger you get with sushi.
Mm-hmm.
That's actually a really good palate cleanser. Water, which I actually recommend for drinking anything. If you're drinking beer, if you're drinking liquor, please drink water with it.
Water's good.
Drinking wine.
That's what I've read. It's good.
Absolutely. There's some beers out there. There's session beers that, you know, if you're having a big hoppy beer, you can follow up with like a nice Kolsch or something, and that would kind of clear out your taste buds too. But water is good.
Water is good. Well, these are two great beers, the Double Bastard Ale and how do you pronounce the second one?
Highland Tazgal.
Tazgal.
They're two great beers, but if I may say, one is greater than the other.
Mm-hmm.
Certainly. But of course, we are gracious, but we are not silly in
of
our
course.
Graciousness.
So are people loving the new website?
The new website is fantastic. People are really talking about it. We've got our draft list updated usually to the very second. As soon as we change a keg, we've got the new keg right on there.
Are you serious?
Can you edit
totally
it
serious.
On the fly? Can you do it?
Oh, well, all of our beer tenders are doing it. So every time they change a keg, they go on the online database and they let you know what they killed and what they put on in its place.
Oh, that's
great.
So
cool.
And you can also see what's been changed in the last few days.
So
and you can get it on your iPhone and or smartphone. Is that what mm-hmm. they call these?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
So
that's what they call them.
So any employee can update the website. So if you, as far as the beer list, what you still have in stock, out.
And,
this is awesome.
Every time they change a keg, it's updated.
Now, the password isn't Double Bastard Ale, is it? Because that would be an easy one.
It was, but we're going to have to change it now.
Yeah, I guess you are.
I love this because if you click on tap, you can pick downtown or south location. You can pick upstairs or downstairs, downtown. And it lists all the beers with descriptions, with the alcohol content, and the the brewery of origin.
And you have the location.
It's just wonderful. Mm-hmm. This is so cool.
It's a good looking website.
It's like a beer education.
Well, that's half of what we do. Is we serve beer and we educate about beer.
Well, Opus, thanks so much for stopping by, folks. The website is monkpub.com. You got two locations, the downtown location, 92 Patton Avenue, open at 4 p.m. daily. And then the south location in Gerber Village, right off Hendersonville Road, open 4 p.m. Monday through Saturday and closed on Sunday. 850 beers tapped in 2011.
Mm-hmm. And counting.
And growing. Well, Opus, thanks so much for stopping by and the education on these two beers, and we look forward to seeing you next Monday.
Well, thanks.
All right, we're going to take a really quick break. When we come back, we're going to be talking about another Asheville film called Scapegoat. Stay tuned. It's Local Edge Radio with Blake and Leslie on 880 The Revolution, Asheville's Progressive Talk.